This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are to listen carefully to what's happening. Well, what's up? Who's up? What's up? I know I'm up, and I know Jennifer's up. I know Victoria's up. I know Kara's up. So, and I guess you're up because you're listening as well. Are you using both ears and your full mind, or one ear and half of your mind? Well, there'll be a test at the end of the hour, so pay close attention to how Jennifer gets us started in this hour of the DJV program for Tuesday, the 14th of May. Hooray!
Well, it's always fun to start with a new investigation, and that's what we have now.
You're not great.
I knew you'd love that. The Attorney General, William Barr, has now officially assigned the top federal prosecutor in Connecticut to examine the origins of the Russia investigation. This is according to two sources familiar with the situation. President Trump has talked about this for a long time, the fact that he was spied on, and some investigation from conservative media has shown that that could be the case, and even some testimony from the Attorney General when he was testifying before Congress shows that he believes that there was something there as well. John Durham is the United States Attorney in Connecticut and has a history of serving as a special prosecutor investigating potential wrongdoing among national security officials. He has already investigated the FBI's ties to a crime boss in Boston and accusations of CIA abuse of detainees. His inquiry is now the third known investigation focused on the opening of an FBI counterintelligence investigation during the 2016 presidential election. So not only is the Inspector General Michael Horowitz examining investigators' use of wiretap applications and informants, but then there's also this investigation, and another U.S. attorney in Utah has also been reviewing the aspects of the Russia investigation. His findings have not yet been announced either. And it's not over yet, because Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, who's the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, has said he too intends to review aspects of law enforcement's work in the coming months. So it'd be interesting to see what comes from this. I've heard some leaks from people that I know are pretty credible from Michael Horowitz's investigation, who is the inspector general, and it seems that there will probably be at least a few indictments that come out of that. So again, more investigations. It seems that's the way we're ruling the country on both sides of the aisle.
Well, there's that conversation, perhaps today, as important, if not more important to some people, is the impact of, or maybe plural, are the impacts of all of the added tariffs, the trade war, stock market yesterday, all that sort of thing, the amount of money that it's going to, I don't know if staggering is the word, I'm not sure what the word is, the impact on people buying things that are made in China, and the impact on the people in China who are buying our goods. China, to retaliate for the tariffs that we have placed on their goods, has placed a lot of tariffs on things they buy from us. Who knew that they bought over 5,000 different types of things from various countries in the United States? So the tariffs for everybody going to affect the first of next month, $60 billion worth of American products, fabrics, clothing, plastics, medical equipment, things that they would tell you they don't need because they make them themselves. I didn't realize we were that competitive. Notice, at least I was looking around just for the heck of it to see what sort of tariffs they're putting on planes, because China is one of Boeing's biggest customers, and the impact of what a 25% tariff would do to the cost of an airplane would make it pretty easy for Airbus to be selling against Boeing, at least in China. Anyway, the action comes as the heat increases. $200 billion worth of Chinese goods being taxed by 25% increases as of the first of next month on our side, because things have stalled. I think, if I'm not mistaken, though, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that there was a conversation about meeting with, is it Xi? I never pronounced his name right. The president of China is Xi.
She.
He's Xi. She.
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 Mm-hmm.
She.
Yes.
No, him. Not she. Her. Him.
Yes.
At the G20 summit, which takes place next month, I think. Not this month, but the toward the end of next month. So how do you think this will impact you, Jennifer? Things that you've looked at the list, perhaps. Buying shoes, you buy a lot of shoes. So if you buy Chinese, who buys shoes made in China, though?
Who buys? You'd be surprised. You can't get away from it.
Really?
The whole fashion industry is based in China at this point. Yeah, it's crazy. You can't, but you could buy, you can buy super high end or you can buy super low end, and it all says made in China. Or there's some major component that is made in China. So it's, everything is connected to China.
Is there a rosy side to this as far as
to
American
me, I
goods
think,
that?
I mean, for me, this is like a diet. It's like something that no one really wants to do, but that has needed to be done for decades. And no president has been able to have the backbone to do it because it's not popular when prices of things go up. As far as politically for Trump, I think it's risky because he's going to need to get this done and won, I think, by 2020, because I think this could be a make or break for him. I think, as you've said many times, Doug, I actually say it all the time, I think farmers made the difference for Trump, or at least they were part of the groups who made the difference for him.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that it's going to be, but I think he knows that this is the right thing to do. And so, and it's funny because
he may know it, but that doesn't mean other people are going to agree with it. The farmers.
Well, unlikely bedfellows, though, are like Chuck Schumer and some of the Democrats who normally hate him and fight with them tooth and nail on everything, are saying, yeah, we probably should have done this before because we let this get so out of hand. So while it's uncomfortable for a lot of people who don't want to pay more, a lot of industries who might be affected, if you don't do this now, when are we going to do it? Because China is taking us to the woodshed. And so we need to fight back a little bit here when it comes to tariffs. So I actually believe in my heart that we're doing the right thing. Is it politically the right thing?
You believe
Trump?
In your pocketbook that we're doing the right thing.
Yes, I think we all should feel it because we need to get this corrected.
Well,
and I think at the end of it, we all come out better and stronger, and the economy will be a whole lot better longer term. And I also believe that China needs us more than we need them at this point. Our economy is much stronger than the Chinese economy. The Chinese economy is actually faltering. So I think that if we can stick with this for a little while, I think that they will be forced to play ball with us.
One of the things that I think we all need to keep in mind is that when you're talking about, I think yesterday we were talking about what sort of retirement accounts you had, a little focus on the ways that people save money or don't. But in the case of saving money or the case of having investments, if you have things, most everybody has some sort of investment, whether you know it or not, in the stock market. And if you look at what happened yesterday, it's the same thing that happened 4 or 5 months ago. There are different causes for it, but there are going to be burps. There are going to be bumps in the road. Do not touch a thing unless you're buying. If you have money to buy, buy. That's what you do at this point, given what the circumstances are. This week will be a bumpy week. But
and
in
I
the
think
long
you
run,
actually see this rebound a little bit. I think at first people get nervous, right? The market always gets nervous, and so
the market's immature.
These
it's
big
run
bumps,
by
but don't forget the market's
people.
Right. The market is at record highs right now, so it's natural for these things to bump down. Is it going to be a lasting bump or a downward trajectory long term? I'm not a market expert, but I don't think so. I talked with my partner on the other show that I do in Southern California in the afternoons, and he used to be a financial advisor, financial
he's pretty
person.
Smart. Yeah.
And he's a smart guy, and he said, look, this is going to be uncomfortable for a little bit, but things are going to even out. It's not going to be a downward trajectory time yet. So,
all right. See. Not to worry. One of the things, though, that you both said that I think is very important to understand is that we have done this to ourselves. We've created a situation, and nobody, I'm on the upside sometimes with Trump, on the downside sometimes. In this circumstance, I don't like what the farmers are having to go through, and so as a result of the whole, somebody's obviously getting to him because they're going to add $15 billion to the budget to help subsidize the farmers who are taking.
But is that going to be for family farmers, or are we going to see the same thing that? Yeah, because the last time that happened, it went to the big agribusinesses and not the family farmers.
So,
and I don't know that Trump feels like I don't know. I sense, and I'm learning so much, you know, just by helping you with the farm show, Doug. But I don't know that he sees the big difference, and there's a huge difference between the family farm and the big agribusinesses.
He doesn't.
I don't think he sees the difference.
No, it's a very gray area for him, and he has bad advice from bad advisors who are influenced by the big agribusinesses. Having said that, though, I was reading something from the USDA yesterday, sent out to all farmers as a bulletin, dairy farmers especially, who have been just eviscerated by all of the things going on. And you're going to see the price of milk go sky high. You're going to see the price of butter, dairy products. You're going to see the price of things, depending on what happens this summer, if we can get some weather, then maybe we'll have some product.
That's another big problem, yeah.
In time, there hasn't, I don't know anybody who's really planted anything of significance, and the rain continues. We have rain tapering off today after getting 2 inches in the past 2.5 days on top of I have a friend that I'm in business with on the farm who does landscaping, and he says they can't even cut grass. They can't get on to clean the grass up. They can't get on to mow the grass. They can't do anything. So the weather here has been very bad, and that's a consideration, too, as far as farmers are concerned. So it's a big, broad picture that we're painting here about what is going on, what is going to happen. But in the main, I say this, and this isn't popular. This is why it wasn't done before. With the Obamas and whoever, this thing's been going on for decades.
Decades.
As we watch from the 70s, maybe even the 60s, in the 50s and 60s, the Japanese and the early mid-70s, the Japanese were the same bad guys the Chinese are now, except it wasn't quite as inculcated in all of our lives. The Chinese are doing everything, and they're so crooked. I heard a story yesterday of they bought some American goods from some company, and they shipped it over, and they refused to pay for it. They weren't making whatever it is, so they took apart whatever the product was, and I don't remember what it was. And then they figured out how to do it based on what they bought from America, and then they started making it competing with us, and they never paid for the stuff that they bought. They sent it back. They are the cheapest, chiselingest, crookedest bunch that you can possibly imagine.
And
why the hell we buy stuff from them is other than, you know, you say you have to. You have to have a new iPhone? No, you don't. You don't have to have a new anything. You don't have to have anything. You decide on your own.
This is going to make people uncomfortable. And, this is one of those things where I do give, not that I don't give him props all the time. I know that I'm a fan of this president, but I don't think that anybody else has the cojones to take on China. And I'll tell you what, you have to do this now if you do not want to be owned by China. And people don't realize
Obama
that.
Said
I know
that.
It makes,
he tried to
Obama
do that with
did,
the Trans-Pacific
he did nothing.
Well, no, he actually did. That's what the Trans-Pacific Partnership was about. I watched him give the speech. He said, if we don't do this now, China will rule the world. And that's what that was about. The deal, and he had no support. So now Trump's headbutting the world, and you know he's getting the credit for it. People have known for a while that something needed to be done with this.
It's not political. I'm not a big fan necessarily always of what he's doing, but in this circumstance, I think this has to be done. So food for thought, time for you to think about something else. Here's an opportunity for you, if you're not getting good night's rest, for some fabulous MyPillow corded classic pillows, standard size, queen size, prices knocked off by 60, some cases 65%. So you need new pillows, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save some money on the pillows. If you're in need of some new sheets that actually fit your bed, the new fitted Giza sheets from MyPillow, another fabulous thing that underscores how great it is to have MyPillow serving your needs. Get a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Order the sheets today at 30% off and free shipping. Again, use the promo code DJV. 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm the
piece of
me.
You want a piece of me?
This is, oh my God, you want a piece of me?
This is extra, extra delicious skin.
You want a piece of me?
She's so big now, she's so thin.
You want a piece of me?
There's a lot of people want a piece of Britney Spears, at least her money. Back again in the music department here, 24 at the hour, on the DJV Tuesday program with all of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me, focused once again on Britney Spears, who actually showed up in court yesterday with both her parents to speak to a judge overseeing this conservatorship. The judge cleared out the courtroom prior to the hearing so that only Spears and her mother, Lynn, and her father, Jamie, who is also her conservator, at least to this moment, and all their lawyers were in attendance in the courtroom. Britney was ushered through the court's back door to avoid all the photographers and the news people, but encountered some hashtag free Britney supporters. As the news media has gone through the details of the court hearing, from what they can find out, the judge ordered Britney to undergo a 7:30 expert evaluation, which is basically, bottom line, a competence exam, usually issued for children who are coming from divorce. The divorced parents are in, that's what the judge does. Who should the children be with? The next hearing in the conservatorship, scheduled for next September, Britney doesn't have to show up for that. So if you go back over the last couple of months, Jamie, the mother's, the father's conservatorship of Britney gives him control of nearly all of her businesses, all of her personal affairs, but he's been coming under more and more scrutiny with, Britney herself hinting about a release from this arrangement. She doesn't really like
not
it.
Not quite yet.
But not yet. No,
see,
not
this is
now.
This is part of the problem. She's bipolar, and this is what happens. This is why bipolar disorder is so difficult to treat. The doctors have all said
hide tomorrow.
Well, the doctors have all said apparently that they haven't found the right the right concoction of medicine, and they're trying to figure out how to adjust her medicine. And as soon as she is in a state like that, where maybe the medicine isn't fully working, she tries to rail against the conservatorship. And this happened in the past. This is, you know, that's what makes this whole situation really sad and really difficult. And I don't know that the mother is helping in this case. I'm not sure.
You know, all about the
really,
money.
It's, that's what seems, it money. Seems like that, yeah. It does seem like
Follow
there's a money grab here, and that's very sad. Because Brittany seemed to have been doing so well for so long, and this seems like a big setback.
Well, you got to wonder, if you really evaluate it also, what the deal is with all these drugs. Imagine what life would have been like for people who would have suffered from the same thing 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. It's
Kanye West.
Crazy.
Yeah, but Kanye West has it, and he refuses to go on medication. And he and Kim have been pretty vocal about talking about the fact that, you know, he goes through
too much medicine, too many drugs.
My friend came
doesn't
through
want to take any.
I have a friend who's schizophrenic and bipolar at the same time, and she was basically catatonic when they had her medicated or at least that's what the doctor said. And so at one point she said, this is going to be the toughest thing I ever do, but I'm going to try to get off of this and do it the natural way. And she has, and God love her. She's changed her life, and, you know, she's doing things that are good for her, I guess, right now. So
next up, the Jonas Brothers. They've added 23 new dates to the North American tour called Happiness Begins, extending it well into December. The tour initially supposed to run from August to October. The new leg kicks off in Monterrey, Mexico, wraps up in L.A. on December 14th. Tickets on sale May 18th. In the meantime, Jonas Brothers made their return to SNL for the first time in 10 years over the weekend, serving as musical guests along with Emma Thompson as host. So the new album, Happiness Begins, released 7th of next month, too, for Jonas Bros, the fans of the Jonas Bros.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin, it is the best choice, the healthiest choice, not just for losing the weight, but keeping it off.
Right, yes it does. It's collagen. You know, you're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. It supports your lean muscle and it burns your stored fat. You're going to see inch loss more than likely before weight loss. Much easier to keep off and to maintain that weight. It's not your fast overnight, but your healthy way to lose your weight. You know, it has lots of benefits because of the collagen. Like I take it for the arthritis, have for over 15 years. Sleep better, feel better, have more energy. Doesn't matter if you're on certain meds, it doesn't interact with anything, no matter what you're taking.
All right, so let's once again underscore what you can do right now, going to toploss.com and ordering, whether it's the first time or you need to reorder, the Mother's Day special, $30 off a 90-day supply, plus you get a free bottle and free...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr is signing Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham to look into the origins of the Russia investigation. Durham will lead a probe to examine how the investigation's initial intelligence was gathered. He has led public corruption investigations under both Republican and Democratic administrations. An early U.S. assessment says Iran was probably behind Sunday's attack on two Saudi oil tankers, and now the tensions are rising between between the U.S. and Iran as an aircraft carrier has been sent to the Middle East to protect against attack by Iran on any U.S. interests. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is concerned.
I think there's a concern that escalation that is unintended could end up with a much more serious situation than we're fearing, yes.
President Trump reportedly considering sending troops to the region if need be. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Can you say we're jamming when it comes to conversation, yes or no? Does that work?
We're jamming.
We're jamming.
Like Bob Marley said, we're jamming.
Jamming. Mostly because we got our jammies on.
Right, exactly. Jamming.
Jammies, we're jamming in our jammies.
We're pajamming. All right. There you go.
Yeah, right. Pajamming.
You've been here too long, Victoria. You're telling dumb jokes.
I am.
Telling what jokes?
Dumb jokes.
Excuse me. We find the best material here.
Questionably hilarious variety.
DJV time. I gave you that already. Don't want to be repetitive. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan has the lead story of this half hour.
Well, this one, it's sad but good at the same time. It feels like it's another day, another verdict against Monsanto's popular weed killer, Roundup. This time, a jury in California has ruled in favor of a couple who say that they both have cancer, and it was caused by long-term exposure to Roundup. Now, a jury handed down a $2.055 billion verdict. Billion with a B. And this is in Oakland, California. It includes more than $55 million in compensatory damages to the couple and then $2 billion in punitive damages. And so their attorney said that the verdict is a clear statement as that, you know, this is exactly what Roundup is doing to people's health. And so, of course, Bayer, which is the parent company of Monsanto, they once again issued a statement insisting that glyphosate, which is the key ingredient in Roundup, they say it's safe and that they're disappointed with the jury's decision and they are going to appeal. And now this couple, they are in their 70s. They used Roundup on their property for more than 30 years. They were diagnosed with the same type of cancer, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which is, of course, the bad one. And not that any cancer is good, but this is the much more severe.
Is Hodgkin's lymphoma and non-Hodgkin?
Yeah.
Very difficult unless you get it early on.
Yeah.
To get it.
Mm. Yep. So they were diagnosed 4 years apart, but it is the same exact diagnosis. And so there are so many cases. I think I read that there are over 1,000 cases in the courts pending. Or in the pipeline yeah. that yeah. are pending, and it's the same type of thing. And I know the first real landmark case against Roundup and glyphosate and Monsanto was the Gardner, and I also believe that was in California. And that was the end of last year. Right, he has a few months to live, and he was awarded I think about $240 million. He had been a groundskeeper his whole life and had worked with Roundup and had several times it had spilled all over his body, and so that's the connection to cancer there. I just don't understand what it's going to take. You know, you see all these ads for Roundup. It's spring. It's planting season. I don't know what it's going to take for the American consumer to wake up and realize, you know, you're just putting
advertising
everywhere.
This speaks to how powerful advertising
is. It's true, I guess. Yeah.
Reinforcing the message. It's the same message over and over again. And after a while, it's like having a conversation with somebody you're close to. If they tell you the same story over and over again, it becomes something that is ingrained in your mind and you begin to believe it. Farmers, the bigger, and sometimes even family farmers. I know there are some family farmers who will not listen to my American Family Farmer show, either the podcast or the program itself, because they don't like my attitude toward Monsanto. It's because of Monsanto, they'll tell me, send me things at Twitter at Doug Steffen or send me notes. And they'll say, well, you're trying to ruin our farm, ruin our livelihood. We make so much more money using Roundup products. And without giving any thought to what is behind the information, of course I want the farmers. That's my whole gig. Other than this radio program, I want to see farmers. And I've spent a lot of time, money, and effort in my life to underscore the need for healthy family farms and the things that they produce. Whether it's organic, natural, local, whatever label you use. And so that, you know, it doesn't hold water. I don't feel badly. I understand what they're saying. But they just, and this is not meant to sound like I know more than the average guy, but in this circumstance, I actually do. So why is it that you want to fight it? It's up to you to fight it. If you don't want to listen or you don't want to be told, whatever it is, okay. But that doesn't change the fact of the matter, and that's an expression I just cannot stand, because when people use that, it's just covering up for the fact that they aren't smart enough to figure out what really to say. And listen to these people on the radio. Oh, the fact of the matter is, and that's nuts. That's just words. These are not just words. These are facts. These are things that are proven. These are things you can see. And so you use it at your own risk. But, you know, I'm going to continue to beat the drum, the anti-Monsanto, anti-Bayer. I think Bayer is a horrible company. The products that it goes back to, I've said this before, whether you realize it or not or even know it, under a different name, its original name was much more German, and they developed the gas for the camps, the same company, the parent company of Bayer, developed the gases
legacy.
The Germans used to kill all the Jews. And so, you know, you move it fast forward, it's become an international conglomerate. And anyway, that's just...
Well, the thing that really bugs me is that I don't know if you've seen these commercials, Doug, but now, again,
yeah,
because it's spring, but the new ones for the...
The trades are full of them. The farm trades are full of this stuff.
Well, for the have you seen Bayer's, for Monsanto's new the new product, the Roundup Organics with an X at the end? Have you seen that?
No.
That is, I'm telling you, but and you know what, but this is everywhere. Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, they had the whole thing was sponsored and they had it all in the studio. It made me literally physically sick to my stomach because there's no way that there is anything organic about it. And the whole
tagline
is... Well,
you stopped watching Andy Cohen because of that?
I tweeted at him. I was pretty angry. Yeah. And you know, it's I don't even think, look, Andy's a New Yorker. He doesn't even have a plant in his house. He talks about it. Like, I'm not bashing Andy Cohen here, but it's the marketing and it's so fake. And they say, "We've listened to you. We've heard you. We know you want organic and here you go. It's Roundup
Organic poison."
It just blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. And you're right. It's all marketing. That's all it is.
All right, we got that in our mind. Stars and Stripes Forever Day today. We celebrate the place. This is the anniversary of the first public performance, actually, of... How does it go? You've got a copy.
I don't know. Can we play this, Kara? Do you have a copy? Can you pull that up?
Stars and Stripes.
Because I feel like
Forever.
I don't know this.
Yeah, I don't know this one either.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been about March.
Stars and Stripes March?
Yeah. You'll recognize it when you hear it. It was first performed... by John Philip Sousa.
Oh, never mind. Everyone knows this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We all know. Yeah. All right. I didn't know the name of it, I guess.
The most popular musical star of his era was John Philip Sousa, who directed the United States Marine Band in the 1880s and 1890s. He was known as the March King and started his own band, toured the country after leaving the Marine Band. At the same time, he had yet to write what would become his most well-known piece. In late 1896, he was on vacation in Europe with his wife when he found out his band manager, David Blakely, had died. And he traveled back to the U.S. on a ship. He got inspiration in his mind to write the music to Stars and Stripes Forever. He later said it was about the feeling you get when returning to America. I think that's true. Play a little more of that, Kara. I think there's something about the Stars and Stripes that is infectious. It's a great American hymn, if you will, without words. I don't know. Nobody put any words to this ever.
He did write lyrics, apparently, to it, but it didn't stick.
No.
It's kind of stuck more as
I think this is much more, you know, they play when the president comes into the room or whatever that march. The
How can you not, like, tap your, like, are you, is everybody shaking their head?
Yeah.
Because I am.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's much better than the Star Spangled Banner, even though there aren't words with it, as a national anthem. You sit up straight, you stand up straight, you feel
this.
Patriotic, it's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. It is. So anyway, today marks the anniversary of the first official playing of Stars and Stripes Forever. So the people who like to march, marching band in high school, they all play this. They love it. It is. It's the marching band. Time for some sports info at 44 after the hour, brought to you by Martha and Marley Spoon. Those of you looking for a fresh way to lighten and make your meal at night better, lighter food, lighter fare, better quality, brought right to your door, all prepared, ready to go, you tell them the number of people you want to cook for. All of the servings are measured out. The food is fabulous. So, you want fresh food? You want healthy choices? Here's a choice for you to make. Go to pick up your phone and text the word FORK to 246-810, and you get three free meals. One of the first 100 people right now to text the word FORK to 246-810, you'll get to be part of Martha's free taste test. That's texting FORK to 246-810 for free food, great food, straight to your door. FORK to 246-810. Tiger Woods is being sued for something he had nothing to do. But this is the danger of, well, he owns the restaurant, that's all. What is it? He didn't tell the guy behind the bar to serve this.
No, but this is more complicated than that. Tell the story. Go ahead. This is a 24-year-old bartender who died.
Right. Right. The bartender was an alcoholic, which led to his drunk driving death. So are you suggesting that Tiger shouldn't have hired him, or somebody who works should have known
better? I think Tiger's girlfriend, Erica, who was the manager of this restaurant, she's also named in this. It's a wrongful death suit. The guy is 24. He finished his shift, and then he sat there, and they let him sit and drink in the restaurant until he was three times the legal limit. And then they told him to go home, and he got in his car and drove home and killed himself. And so, not suicide, but I mean, killed himself in the car. There, every restaurant, and I have been a bartender in bars in New York City, every restaurant, every bar has a policy that if you work there, you're not allowed to drink there. And they let him sit there for hours drinking. And apparently his parents said that they knew, because he had just had drinks with Tiger and Erica the week before, they knew he had a drinking problem. So I think this is going to be a difficult thing for Tiger to get out of. And this is, it was so wrong. Most bars they let you have one shift drink and then you're out. You're not allowed to sit there and drink. So
well,
I think this was
very
stupid.
If you're an alcoholic, why are you even working behind a bar?
Every bartender's an alcoholic.
Really?
What? No. Well, let's be...
Kara's not an alcoholic.
I have a friend who's a bartender.
I'm not an alcoholic either, but ask your friend, Jen, and that person will tell you that most bartenders have a drinking problem. Kara works in a catering thing. She didn't work in a bar.
Yeah,
so
I'm telling you
right now, most bartenders have a drinking problem.
Yeah, there were definitely people there was a guy that I knew who got fired because he was sneaking shots of Hennessy while he was working, which is a pretty strong drink to just casually be taking shots of while you're working. But I will say, beyond, you know, a rule about people working there not being able to drink, you're supposed to, as a bartender, and so other people working there, you're supposed to stop people once they've obviously hit a limit. And so, you're not supposed to give people drinks anymore once they're obviously past the point of being able to make decisions.
And that's a law. That's not just a policy. That's a law.
I know, but that's hard in a crowded bar. In a crowded bar for
there.
Someone...
But
no,
he knows
I know.
The bartender. I mean, I'm just saying.
Case.
I think they're going to have a hard time getting around this one. This is going to be
right,
not in this case, but I think it's hard for people to sometimes figure it out. Man, if there's one or two people working on a crowded night, that's hard to ask them to police.
Shouldn't be a bartender.
But it's their job. That's the law. That's part of the job. I've had.
The bar happens to be in Jupiter, Florida, and strangely enough, it's right up the street from that fabulous massage parlor. That has been a
remind you to never visit Jupiter. Oh,
yeah,
right?
I know. It sounds like a lot happens. Oof.
Jupiter is a very upscale place these days, and they have upscale bars like Tiger.
Unless
they're
the Chinese women being human trafficked at the massage
parlors, right.
And living there.
And yesterday, Robert Kraft found victory. His path to vindication got easier because he scored a major victory. The judge there... granted, it's the motion of Kraft and his lawyers to suppress the video that the police had. So nobody's going to see what goes on at the Asia Day Spa, at least nobody's going to see
it. I still don't understand why that is a part of this. Either the guy did something wrong and he should go to jail, or this shouldn't be about embarrassing him. That's not what law enforcement is meant to do. Law enforcement is meant to protect these women that are
salacious.
In this spa. Yeah, delicious. But it's like, why do we want to see Robert Kraft's sex tape? Like, ew, that's like the last thing I want to see. But somebody wants to embarrass them.
Speaking of seeing, you got 10 seconds for the hottest TV show tonight.
Let's see. FBI is the season finale. How about that? New Amsterdam also
show.
Season finale. If you like it, watch those two.
I can't tell you. Oh, sorry. 10 before the hour.
The Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Excuse me.
Man, I'm telling you.
This weather. The old voice of Rooney out the window with the clouds and the heaviness. I don't know how Victoria and I actually make it through the conversation.
My throat hurts. Because, I'm like, the rain. It's horrible.
All right, Critcher, moaning and groaning. Let's get to the Tech Talk today. Trader Joe's has a new YouTube channel. It sounds like E-I-E-I-O, Trader Joe's. Old Trader Joe has a YouTube channel.
Okay, let's get to the tech report. So, okay. That is correct. Trader Joe's does have a YouTube channel. And they apparently, earlier this month, they quietly launched it. And it's been building slowly in popularity because people haven't really discovered it yet. But Trader Joe's was recently voted it scored first place for America's favorite grocery store, which is a pretty big deal considering all the different chains that are out there. Yeah. And so for fans who really love Trader Joe's, and there are a lot of them, the YouTube channel Yeah, I love Trader Joe's. It's fabulous. So the YouTube channel is for fans of Trader Joe's. You can watch. All the stuff is free. And they have different categories. They have recipes. They have videos called How It's Made. They have different products. And they have illustrated shorts called Who We Are. And so the recipe section is partnered with Bon Appetit magazine to basically dish on how they create their different recipes. These are 3 to 5 minute videos, which are great. The Bon Appetit editors there are the stars of the video. And they're cooking all kinds of different recipes that you can buy at Trader Joe's, or sometimes they come up with their own recipes based on products that you can buy there. The How It's Made section is also kind of interesting. That basically gives you kind of a history of how they choose their products, how the products are made. You can see everything from how their corn chips are made on the conveyor belts with the blue corn, all the way to their new home. They've got a lot of home goods, too, now. Laundry detergent and scented candles and all kinds of stuff like that. And so you can they even have an interesting – they've compiled all of their frequently asked questions for years. Like, this is like 2 decades worth of questions. And so various people from Trader Joe's have done videos answering all of those burning questions. So I suspect that this YouTube channel will definitely be gaining in popularity. They didn't make a big splash about it. Like I said, they quietly launched it, but for fans of Trader Joe's, it's pretty cool, and it just shows that they really are becoming a bigger and bigger brand.
It's a big deal. Here's another big deal. Disney setting dates for the release of Star Wars and Avatar, both those movies.
The Geek Out. Disney has announced that Star Wars Rise of Skywalker will hit theaters on December 20th, but also made clear their plans for future Star Wars movies and what's up with those Avatar sequels. Basically, Disney is lining up each franchise for every other year. Avatar will now get 4 sequels that will fall in the year's opposite of new Star Wars content. In 2021, finally Avatar 2, and then the start of the next Star Wars something in 2022, and then back and forth through 2027. Disney also announced there will be 8, yes, 8 more Marvel movies between now and 2022, and we've put a link to the entire list on Twitter at The Geek Out. Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Next up here on the Tech Talk Report, the Supreme Court ruling against Apple. What's the story there, Victoria?
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 against Apple, saying that iPhone users can pursue an antitrust lawsuit involving Apple's signature electronic marketplace, which is the App Store. And so this was actually written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He wrote the majority opinion. He actually sided with the liberal justices on the Supreme Court. iPhone users argued that Apple's 30% commission on sales through the App Store is an unfair use of monopoly power that results in inflated prices that get passed on to the consumers. And the Supremes agreed with the people suing iPhone. And so now the app Apple has actually said that the app developers, not the users, should be able to bring in this lawsuit. But the Supreme Court said, not so fast. You are actually passing these costs on to the consumer. Therefore, the consumer gets to also get involved in this antitrust lawsuit. And so this has been going on for over a decade, and this is an argument that is just, you know, now that it's gone to the Supreme Court, they're going to try to appeal it, but still, this is allowing for a lot of other companies are going to have to take notice of this as well.
All right, there's the report. There's the update on technology from the wisdom of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.